USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Russian missile attacks caused a crippled nuclear plant in Ukraine to lose all external power for the second time in 5 days, increasing the risk of a radiation disaster because critical safety systems need electricity to operate, Ukraine's state nuclear operator said on Wednesday. On-site monitors from the UN's Atomic Energy Watchdog reported the last remaining outside line to the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant was restored about 8 hours later. The war-related interruption nonetheless highlighted how precarious the situation is at Europe's largest nuclear plant, International Atomic Energy Agency Director Rafael Grossi said. Democrats are calling for a freeze in arms sales to Saudi Arabia following that country's push for OPEC to scale back oil production. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal is sponsoring legislation calling for a one-year pause, accusing Riyadh of helping the Russians, but he says arms may not be enough.
This one-year pause in sales of all arms, repairs, supplies, support, really is in defense of our national interests and security interests.
It's not clear how far President Biden is willing to go in showing his displeasure with the Saudis, a vital but complicated ally in the Middle East. Whether the Parkland, Florida school shooter is sentenced to death or life without parole is now in the hands of a jury. Judge Elizabeth Shearer told the jurors that they've heard the evidence and now must make that decision.
A separate verdict must be returned as to the appropriate sentence for each of the 17 counts of first-degree murder.
Cruz pled guilty to 17 counts of murder in connection with the February 2018 massacre at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Biden administration's requirements for who must register for Selective Service in the event that there is a draft includes people ages 18 to 25 who are born male and change their gender to female, according to Selective Service System guidance. Individuals who are born female and change their gender to male are not required to register, the guidance states. The attorney for Harvey Weinstein says he's worried about Weinstein having a heart attack or a stroke. The defense attorney says conditions are almost medieval in the courthouse cell where the disgraced movie executive is held after the day's trial proceedings. Weinstein is on trial in Los Angeles on the 11 charges related to alleged sexual assaults on 5 women between 2003 and 2014. Blake Shelton, the last of the original panel of judges on The Voice, will leave the mega-hit U.S. version of the singing competition show after next season. This show has changed my life in every way for the better, and it will always feel like home to me, the country music star said in a statement Tuesday night. He said he had been wrestling with this for a while now. The next season will be the NBC show's 23rd and Shelton's last. When it premiered in 2011, Shelton was joined in the big red chairs by Adam Levine, Christina Aguilera, and CeeLo Green. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.